This story has made me crazy. And it's because my daughter worked very hard in high school. She was not the valedictorian nor the salutatorian. She was one of those kids who was in the top 10%, which I think is a great accomplishment for any kid to be in the top 10%. And I think it's a wonderful accomplishment for a young man or a young woman to be the valedictorian or the salutatorian. I was not even close to either of those categories, top 10 or one of the big two. But I admired the people who were because they worked hard. We've heard this before, and it's been back this week with a vengeance. A number of school districts planning to do away with naming valedictorians and salutatorians, saying that competition has become too unhealthy and the pressure is just too much, and that our kids are gaming the system to try to get higher GPAs because they need to get into these colleges. And I want to know from you, 312-981-7200, if you have a child who was the valedictorian, the salutatorian, or if you, in fact, were one of those, or if you're just a person who wonders why it's not okay for kids to work hard, let me get your thoughts. 312-981-7200, that's the phone and the text. A lot of news came out a couple months ago. North Carolina was trying to do this. They were the first ones to jump on it. Principals in Wake County, North Carolina, said they will they are no longer allowed to name valedictorians or salutatorians. That will be after next school year, and with the class of 2019, those titles would be replaced with the Latin designations such as cum laude, magna cum laude, and summa cum laude. Which is fine, because that's not fine. It's fine to give those out to the people who are not the top, but why can't we admire and award people who have done exemplary work? That doesn't mean that if you finish in the top 5 or 10%, there should be a little recognition. You throw a cum laude on there, you throw a summa cum laude on there. I think that's fantastic, because those people have worked very hard too. But they're saying, well, listen, here's the problem. You got all these schools with AP classes, and they're weighed a little more. So, you know, if I take regular classes and I get all A's, but you take regular classes and then three or four AP classes, you're going to have a higher GPA, and that's not fair because we both got all A's. No, it's exactly fair, because the people who took the AP or the honors classes, those classes were harder. I remember watching my daughter and her friends, and, you know, again, my daughter was not the valedictorian or the salutatorian. I was very proud that she was in the top 10% of her class. I thought that was terrific. And I think that's terrific for anybody. But I also knew the kids who were the top. And yes, there was some pressure. It was self-imposed pressure. Because when you're the kind of student who wants to achieve something, you're going to put pressure on yourself. Does that mean that parents don't put pressure on? No, of course not. We know that there's parents who put a lot of pressure on their kids. But most of us know that our kid is not going to be the valedictorian. We want them to do their best because we want them to have the opportunities that, you know, they're working toward. If you want to go to a good college, or any college really anymore, you know you have to work hard. You have to have good grades. You have to have, it's not like when I was in high school, where, you know, I went to a high school with a very good reputation. So even though I didn't do very well grade-wise, the reputation of that school helped me get into all the colleges I applied to. I could have got into Southern probably without it, but that wasn't the case. I watched my daughter and her friends, who all had big aspirations, and my cousin's children, who also are very, very smart kids and worked very hard. You know, and that effort pays off, and I think that needs to be rewarded. But this thinking that our kids are, you know, the pressure is just too much, and it's unhealthy. The competition is unhealthy. What's going to happen to these kids when they get out in the world if we tell them that too much competition is not a good thing? You have to be able to compete. And I'm not one of these guys. I'm not going to sit here and go, I'm against everybody getting a trophy. I don't think that's right. I think if kids participate the entire season and they work hard and they do their best, they should get a little something as a remembrance when they're little. You know, that doesn't mean that then you don't give something special to an MVP or someone who has won some other awards. Excellence needs to be rewarded because rewarding excellence makes other people want to become excellent. 312-981-7200. Sherry wants to jump in. Hi, Sherry. You're on WGN.
Oh, hi, Brian. In light of your previous guest that says, why don't we look at history,
yes,
you know, from a greater distance, I look at schools from the reference point of a baby boomer who was raised by Depression parents, and most of my parents' generation just didn't have time to get that involved in their kids' grades. You know, they wanted them to work hard and do good, and
right,
yeah, you know, you gave them an award, but whether or not the kid was valedictorian or not was meaningless. But I think that with each subsequent generation of parents, I think there's more and more competition between parents for who's raising the best kids. And one of the best write-ups I've ever read was by a local author named Dave Goetz, who wrote Death by Suburbia, who talks about how we just use each accomplishment, each tangible material item to just prove ourselves, to prove that we're good enough, that we're keeping up with the Joneses. And I think that that's just feeding into the kids. I think the kids themselves probably wouldn't care that much whether they were valedictorian or just got A's.
I agree with a lot of what you're saying, Sherry, that there are a lot of parents who live vicariously through their kids, and it is a status symbol if your kid is, you know, the smartest or the best athlete or whatever. But I've watched kids who know, you know, kids who have goals and dreams, they do care about the grades and stuff, and the parents that, like, We never were overly involved in our daughter's schooling other than to say, you know what, work hard, did you do your homework? That the normal parenting stuff. And her friends' parents were all kind of the same way. So I got to see, and my cousin's kids who all finished in the top 5 and 10% of their classes. But so there are parents who don't get that involved, but whose kids are just driven. And I think that should be rewarded. If a kid really wants to do it on their own, and there are a lot of kids that do, then there should be some sort of acknowledgement of that, rather than, and of course we're always going to get the bad seeds who are like the parents you described, and I thank you for the call, Sherry. The parents who are, you know, pushing, but there's plenty of kids who want to do this on their own, and with college admittance getting more and more selective, those grades seem important. 312-981-7200 is how you get involved in the conversation. We'll take a quick break, and then I will talk to you more about this whole thing. Is it a good idea for school districts to get rid of the titles valedictorian and salutatorian and just say, listen, everybody is going to be awarded who was in, we're just going to label you summa cum laude, magna cum laude, or we're just going to give a blanket award to everybody in the top 5 or 10%. It's Brian Noonan for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN, talking about the decision by some school districts, the latest one in North Carolina, to do away with valedictorians and salutatorians because they say the competition for the top spots has become, quote-unquote, unhealthy. We have heard from many, many schools that the competition has become very unhealthy, said the school board chairman. Students were not collaborating with each other the way we would like them to. Their choice of courses was being guided by their GPAs and not their future education plans. Well, I would like to see the data on that, and I know my daughter didn't have a whole lot of choice in her classes. You know, how many high school kids get a lot of choice? And if you're the kind of kid who is really trying to jack up your GPA, you're going to be taking AP and honors courses, and you have to be a certain level of student to take those. So I don't know how much actual freedom the kids have, and I also don't think that competition is unhealthy, but I want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Let's say hi to Heidi. She's been hanging on. Hello, Heidi. You're on WGN.
Hi. Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you. And I am a proud mom of three boys, and my oldest was salutatorian, and my middle one was a valedictorian.
Congratulations.
And my youngest, who's a junior, is on his way. He's either going to be one or two, and I've never told them you have to be top, you have to be number one. What I always said, you have to do your best.
Right.
That there was no, you know, only doing half the work and, you know, and expecting a kudos for it. But I feel schools should recognize excellence or going above and beyond, because a lot of these kids, they don't get the recognition at home. My kids, of course, would come home with straight A's and advanced courses, and you know, I take them out for ice cream or call Graham and brag, right. But I work at the school as a bus driver,
okay.
And I can't tell you the number of times that kids come on my bus and want to show me their report card and get a congratulations because they don't get it at home. So we need to acknowledge when kids do good because that's what makes them want to be a better person.
Well, and they also, I mean, if you've got a group of kids, I'm sure your son's friends were all pretty smart as well. You've got a group of kids who have common interests and they're working hard. And yeah, there's some competition, but, and correct me if I'm wrong, Heidi, but your son's friends weren't upset with him that he was a salutatorian or the valedictorian. They were, you know, it was fine, right?
Right, right. And they, you know, support each other. And there may have been some friendly competition between the top one, two, or three. Sometimes my son would knock down to third and work his way back up to second or first. And that's just it. You know, he hung with like kids in the like classrooms. And they did. Nobody held it against each other for not, you know, being top or, you know, it wasn't a social status. And
can I ask from a practical standpoint, if it's not too intrusive, did that help your sons, those titles, when they were applying for colleges? Did being the valedictorian carry the weight that we would think it would carry?
You know, my oldest, not so much, but he was salutatorian. He got some smaller scholarships, but he went to a state school. He went to NIU and did very well, got his bachelor's in teaching. My middle son, however, being valedictorian and having a high ACT score, he got free rides offers at multiple schools and, in fact, is currently in pre-med at a private university for free. And my husband's a carpenter, and I'm a bus driver. So,
listen.
I mean, they did it themselves. They drove themselves to what they wanted. You
and
know,
I think more and more.
Them. We congratulated them.
Yeah, as well you should. And congratulations to you, Heidi. Thank you for the call. Kids who are going to achieve like that, for the most part, are pushing themselves. They may have a little external push, but you have to be self-driven.